This is another DEM podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGeer. Today I'm speaking with Brooke Holt. Brooke, how are you?
Good.
Brooke, how are you involved with digital asset management?
DAM is a large part of my daily work. I'm a one-woman DAM team. Our system, which we call SEAL, houses photos, videos, logos, marketing collateral, and all the typical files you would expect to see. I'm the only team member with DAM responsibility, and we have employees all over the country. So I spend a lot of time training them, serving them, maintaining the health of the system. I created the taxonomy, metadata fields, standards, workflow, user communication, overall aesthetics of the system. And I also have a number of non-DAM responsibilities, but they are not as fun.
And can I ask you what SEAL stands for?
It stands for SeaWorld Entertainment Asset Library.
Awesome. Brooke, how does a chain of marine mammal parks, oceanariums, and animal theme parks use digital asset management?
We use our system in three major ways. One is an archive. So our company is 50 years old, and we have a lot of physical and digital assets. So there's an archive area of our dam where we can store files that have historical value but don't need to be accessed regularly. As a sharing portal, so because we have teams and partners all over the world, it's vital to have a central repository in which new logos or key visuals can be stored by anyone with the appropriate permission level. Mm-hmm. And some of our events are held simultaneously at three different parks. Mm-hmm. So putting them in SEAL allows us to have one place and cuts down on sending large emails or worrying about who may or may not have the most recent version of a file. We have two children's education television shows that air on TV. And each week there's a new batch of promotional assets for those. And I can easily put them in SEAL and get them out to all the various people that need them, and they can continue accessing them. And then the third way is as a development tool. And this is kind of new for us, but we use it for storage and a sharing hub for projects that are under development. So in this scenario, a very limited number of users have access to the files as they develop maybe a new show or attraction. And it's unlike the rest of the system, which is really final files. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to be able to share things with partners and vendors in a more secure area than just using Dropbox or any file sharing system.
Brooke, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with digital asset management?
For me, the biggest challenges are overcoming bad past user experiences. So I overhauled a DAM system that previously didn't have standards or an accurate taxonomy or modern features. So any user that had previously encountered difficulty with the system was hesitant to give it a second try. Mm-hmm. Another challenge I have is what to keep and what to delete. Everything does not belong in there. It's tough to balance what should be ingested. Do we want all B-roll? Do we want all of our raw files? Do we not? How long do we keep these active before we move them into archive? And those types of things. And then lingo is a challenge for me. So we have teams that fall within the zoological field, entertainment, sales, legal, and a number of other ones. And they all use different terminology for things. So a good example is that someone in the veterinary field might come looking for a manatee calf. But everybody else that uses the system is going to call it a baby manatee. So just making sure that I'm accommodating all of those options. We have a lot of internal abbreviations for like our Halloween event, Hallow Scream. Are people going to search for Hallow Scream, or are they just going to search for HOS and not find anything? And then some of the biggest successes that I have seen are just empowering people to do their job. When a user is able to get what they need without asking anybody else for help, that's a huge success for both of us.
Sure.
Also security. So without DAM, we have very little security. People can have assets wherever they want, and we have no way to monitor what's happening. We have a EULA in place for non-users who receive files from the system to just agree, to our terms and conditions. Mm-hmm. We can track anyone who has shared a file, downloaded a file. I can immediately replace things that are outdated. Mm-hmm. And I can get very granular with the controls over, somebody can see something versus someone else may be able to download that or those types of things. So improving security, and then also just culture change. Over my last year and a half there, I've created a DAM culture that's gone from basically from like, ugh, I hate this thing, this is, I can never find anything, this is the worst, to more like, oh, this is so much easier to use. Oh my gosh, it made a PNG for me. And, I can't wait to tell that so-and-so should be using this, or the rest of my team should be using it. And, this is still a work in progress. I certainly don't hear these things every single day. But culture change is a big success for me.
Awesome. And I don't think any damage or there's wild reviews every single day.
Yeah.
No worries.
I'll take one every 6 months.
That's fair. Yeah, sure. What advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
I would say dam is awesome. I've been working in this field for about 10 years in a variety of industries. I do not have a library degree or an IT degree. I actually have a degree in Spanish and a master's in linguistics. Mm-hmm. The beauty of that is that you can have any type of education background, basically.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The field is a good culmination of many things. Mm-hmm. For me, my passion is photography, helping people, mm-hmm. teaching, art, grammar. I love arguing about commas, organizing language, and then technology, but still working with people, mm-hmm. and also working with technology. Mm-hmm. So I fell into this field, and I think a lot of people at this point, you know, just kind of fallen into it, mm-hmm. but it's growing a lot.
It is.
And one of the things that I would like to see professionally would be more standardization with job titles and departments. You know, it's really hard to find these positions because they might be called content manager, you know, creative services, a librarian, systems engineer. It could fall under a variety of departments, so maybe it's IT or, you know, a business department or marketing. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, like, you know, any major company is just getting more and more digital assets, and so there's great job security in this field. So I would just recommend anybody looking for a dam job to just apply. There's not a lot of people that have tons of dam experience, and there's so many facets that if you have experience, you know, helping people or organizing files or using a CMS system or, you know, manipulating digital files, that might be good enough. A lot of people, like I said, just fall into this dam jobs. Then I'd just say, you know, it's important to enjoy working with a variety of people, being able to listen to people and having attention to detail and be passionate about technology and creativity.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Brooke.
You're welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, go to anotherdamblog.com. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. For this and 150 other podcast episodes, including transcripts of every interview, go to anotherdampodcast.com. Thanks again.